Before we dive too deeply into the sermon, I just have to share with you a piece of my journey. I started the sermon out naming fellow vines, and then I realized that that might not be inclusive, that there are gals that are not fellows that are, you know, in the vines with me. So I tried to make it inclusive language, so it's vine mates. I hope that works. It feels a little bit bubbly along the edges there, but it's all right to say new things come and happen. I'm an old fellow in the respect that I've learned most of my linguistic patterns, and so I struggle with some new language to, you know, try and get my mouth. It's like my hair, when I get it wet, it curls up and there's nothing I can do with it. Used to be hair up here, but we are in a time of changing languages around non-binary people. And I was chatting with somebody the other day about trying to figure out the language that helps in dealing with them. They prefer not to be called he or she. But they and them are not words that work as well for us, so I found that just calling them by name is the real secret. If there is a character on television, there's a detective named Will Trent, and there's a character in his show named Nico. And it has never been defined if Nico is a he or a she or a non-binary. And as far as I've noticed, nobody uses any non-binary language. They just call Nico, Nico. So there's a secret for some of us old folks that are trying to keep up with and be in the middle of, and there's a coping mechanism I wanted to share with my brothers and sisters and pew mates, vine mates. I grew up in Grand Junction. We bought a house that, a Victorian house with some property, and the gal that had been the female head of household had planted all kinds of trees and plants and stuff all over the place, and then she'd gotten very, very sick and had been in the hospital for several years. And they sold the house because they couldn't keep up with the house and finances were not such, and the painful memories of all of that. And so we moved into the house, and it was in an uproar outside. The grounds were pretty overgrown. And on one stretch off to the side of the front main lawn there was this wall of debris, these grape things. And I don't, why do you have that first slide? I had this wall of, no, that's not the one I need yet. So back up a second, hang on. This is an interesting thing for us to try and do slides and whatever. I'm telepathically trying to tell Paya what to do and back and forth. And she is wonderful. I'm afraid it's me sending that's the problem. At any rate, along the side was this fence, and on the fence were these, it was just overgrown. I thought it was jungle there, and I just ignored it. And I didn't realize it was a grape arbor. My sister, Christine, is a master gardener. She knows plants. She can just walk up and talk to a plant and it will just flourish right then and there. It's amazing. And her hand runs by it and courses over it, and it's just trimmed and beautiful, and it's a wonderful thing. But when she gets out the pruning shears, all the plants on the whole neighborhood stand up at attention and salute, because she does not horse around. So that first year she went out there and to work on that, and I got roped into cleaning up the debris that she cut out, and boy, she went in there and it was fierce. Things flew, and we found things that probably were antiques from Leif Erikson's Exploration of Americas, and all kinds of stuff happened, and you know, I was just watching this, and I thought, she's killing it. She is totally killing this whole thing, but she got through there and got all the dead wood out and pulled it out, and I helped her haul it away, and it took out the dead wood. It allowed some other things to prosper and to grow. So the theme today is that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. So you think about a grapevine. How many of you have ever raised a grapevine? Have a grapevine around your house? I didn't know that much about them, but you know, there's a main trunk vine thing, and then there's branches that branch out from. It's like a tree, no different, but it's kind of a fun image to think that we are branches off of the vine that is Jesus Christ. That's a lovely, delightful image, and yet then watching my sister just devastate this plant was something else. But she cut off stuff that some things seemed dead, and I can understand that, but she cut off all the things that were just kind of dangling off to the side and weren't doing anything. They were just hanging around. They were branches that were not producing fruit, and she seemed to know just how to judge that and what to do. Now that slide with Scripture, Paya. That's the one. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. So there's an important thing there. Jesus isn't just looking at how pretty we are or which shape we're in or the directions that we're growing. Are we bearing fruit? Are there grapes in the case of the grapevine? Is there fruit for us as Christians? I've met some beautiful branches. Have you met some beautiful branches? I've met some gnarly branches in my day. Not going to mention any names. And I've met some kinked, twisted branches. Well, we don't want to go down that path at all. But our grapes can hang enticingly. The cover of the bulletin, same picture. We have that sense that bearing the fruit, there is the fruit, and there it is obvious to all. And it's all right if our fruit is hidden behind leaves and behind other clumps of grapes. I tried to pick grapes once. I'm not very good at it. But I'd go along and get some that were on, kind of obvious, but there'd be others behind and underneath and wherever, and those are okay. Some people bear fruit in a flashy way. Some people it's more hidden and it's more subtle. It does not make the fruit any less valuable, important, and worthy. Bearing fruit. But the bearing of our fruit is through the acts of our love, and sometimes it's a little bit different to differentiate that, isn't it? I have seen some different vineyards where the vines are traveling along, and actually I have seen trees that do the same thing, and somehow they get twisted around each other to the point that as they grow, they actually damage each other. And that's possible sometimes to get twisted around, and as we think about that in our human analogy, there are times when we as different branches that we become in conflict with other branches. This week is General Conference. Every 4 years, the United Methodist Church has conference of all of the United Methodist churches around the world, and it's been a kind of a different conference because there has been some disaffiliation, as we've talked about. Some United Methodist churches have decided to separate from the United Methodist Church and form a more conservative branch. I don't want to judge them or anything. They just felt like some of the directions that our United Methodist Church is going didn't fit them. Grace and peace to them. But on the other hand, there have been conflicts as well between different denominations and different groups of Christians. And it just slays me that there are thousands of different Christian denominations. Thousands that would seem to be following one and the same Lord, and yet they have to worship separately because there's some this, that, or the other that just doesn't quite disagree or agree with one another. But it doesn't matter, again, as long as the Lord has pruned us and we are bearing fruit. But not just any fruit, luscious grapes. Grapes that are just full of vitality. And I don't know, some days I look in the mirror and I think, maybe I could bear raisins instead with all of my wrinkles. That's all right, too. That is worthy fruit, worthy of life and vitality. It is intriguing to note that grapes, in this analogy, have an interesting way of propagating. See, technically, the grape is the seed, isn't it? And it falls to the ground and it prospers. Well, God has figured out a way how to take vines and send them some places where they haven't been. So there's this vehicle for transporting seeds. If you've been through a bird and been transplanted, then you might be one of those gifts and those fruits. And sometimes it feels like life is like that, doesn't it? We won't go down that path too far either. But it's all right, whatever way spreads the gospel and the good news. It is worthy to note that the fruit has to fall to the ground and die to bear fruit. Jesus' other analogy was about the wheat. The wheat that must fall to the ground and die, be buried, and grow again into new life. And that cycle of how creation continues, how life continues, and how we grow. It is the Lord who falls into the soil and who is reborn, and we give thanks for that resurrection. Amen. We are not the vine. We are not the vine, and I give thanks for that. I give thanks that I'm not the vine because I am attached to a vine that is immovable, solidly based in a way that can't be moved by flood or famine or fire or hailstone. How many of you remember a movie? Gosh, I just jumped off my sermon. Keanu Reeves, early on, and he's a soldier, and he goes to a he meets a gal on a train. They and she has an orchard. Something in the clouds. I've gone a little bit afield, but unfortunately, this family has this huge vineyard and it's been in the family for generations, and fire gets in the vineyard and wipes it all out, and the family is sitting weeping. As the smoke clears and as everything's going on, Keanu Reeves goes out with a shovel and he begins to dig. And he digs up a root ball that is one of the roots of one of the vines. And he brings it back to them, and the old man who is the head of the household looks at him with astonishment, realizing he hadn't thought of that. And he takes a knife out and he scrapes it. And sure enough, underneath some of the chard and the soot, there is a live vine. The message was amazing and wonderful. And Keanu Reeves, in a way that you have not seen him, especially in The Matrix. A walk in the clouds. I'm sorry, we took a little digression there. Was that all right? And then we came back around. Fascinating movie if you get the chance. But here we are, and we are not the branches. We are the branches. We are not the vine. I knew I was going to get it there. And get my mouth gets wet. You can't do anything with it. We are the branches, not the vine. And that's not what's important. It's whether or not we bear fruit. We can be wonderful people. We can be generous people. We can be people of all colors, shapes, kinds of glorious and with accolades and trophies. And God will say, have you borne fruit? Have you loved as God has loved you? And that will be the question. So the final scripture, Paya, if you have that there. Whoever does not love does not know God. For God is love. Amen? Lord, help me bear fruit by loving all my brothers and sisters in your name. Amen.